Is your website pretty?
Mind your business.
Does it work right?
Mind your business.
Can people find it?
You got what I need.
Mind your business.
If you answered no, or kinda, to any of these questions, you came to the right podcast, because we're going to help you mind your business. Here's your host, the lexical cognizant and SEO director guy of Mind Development and Design, Mark Boyd.
Welcome to this week's Mind Your Business podcast presented by the Minds at Mind Development and Design and our friends at Fresh Roasted Hosting. Thank you for listening to this podcast on iTunes and on Stitcher. Thank you for all the love on Pinterest. And thank you, Whiff Roasters in Lititz, Pennsylvania, as always, for the coffee and chicory blend that keeps me caffeinated and blissfully coherent every week. This week, we're talking about how your website looks. You got the look. Does your website have the look that Googlebot and the other search engine bots are looking for? There are on-site factors that change in relevancy every year, and those factors determine how you look to the search engine bots. They don't see all the pretty pictures and graphics on your site. What the search engine bots see is a flurry of code that they must interpret basically as an adverb to decide how, when, and where your website should appear in the SERPs. This is what we're focusing on this week, a list of the on-site factors that you must consistently be aware of and be ready to modify. Now, your website is now more than ever, and we've talked about this, it's been kind of an ongoing topic this year. Your website is now more than ever an interactive arena, and more the search engines are looking for indicators. Indicators basically that you give a damn beyond how much money can this website make me. Believe me, everyone gets it. You're a business and you expect your website to generate traffic which equals revenue for your business. This is precisely why the act of getting found in search engine results has become such a dad-blamed jigsaw puzzle. Because every idea that you can think of to take a shortcut and game the system and get a perceived advantage has already been thought of. It's already been exploited, and now you have to listen to me blathering about how to do it the right way. What a conundrum. Hey, I realize that the act of getting your website designed, developed, and up and running is time-consuming, and a lot of you listening here don't even want to have to deal with it. So to keep with that negative mentality, I'm going to start this week's podcast off with a short checklist of things you don't want to be hyper-focused on. That's what we're going to cover in the first half of the podcast. Second half, I'm going to give you a top five list of factors you do want to be focused on. I like the great webmaster geniuses REO Speedwagon once said, you got to keep on rolling, roll with the changes. Some of the things that you thought you could take care of and never worry about again need some attention because things have really changed in the last 5+ years. So here are some things you need to stop worrying about, or at least stop spending all of your energy on them, because things have changed. And you're going to be surprised at some of these. Number one, stop placing all your focus on keywords. Hey, keywords certainly do still matter, but they're not the be-all, end-all that they used to be. Thanks to all of the spammers that we rightfully loathe, keywords themselves don't matter anymore like they used to, which sounds like a contradiction. It's a mystery inside a riddle wrapped in an enigma. Yes, you do want to be ranked for specific keywords that people type in when they're searching for you. Basic, simple logic. But there's more at work here, as augmenting keywords serve to strengthen the validity of the main keywords themselves. Yeah, I know your head is spinning right now, and really it should be. This is all unnecessary if everyone had just played it straight and been honest over the last 10 years. Truth is, if the word Barack Obama appears on a page on your website, the search engine bots also expect to see the word president or American president or something to that effect on the same page to back up the fact that his name doesn't appear on the page for any other reason than he is legitimately being written about. And that, I mean, that holds true for any particular topic, any particular person. You know, if Jeff Bridges appears on there, the word actor or movie, you know, things that have to do with what he does should also appear on there as well. Sounds crazy, but think of all the pages you've seen where it's an obvious AdSense page, but an attention-getting set of keywords that has nothing to do with the page itself appears on the page for the sole purpose of getting illegitimate ranking. Yeah, the search engines have figured this out, and they know better. You still see pages out there like this. Now, bottom line, give legitimate information and write for your readers, and you'll be okay. Oh, and by the way, great article about this by Barry Schwartz on Search Engine Roundtable from May 18th. He was writing regarding Roger Monty's thread at Webmaster World that approached some of these things. And I just thought it was a nice opportunity to put all that info in one place for you and add a couple of my own suggestions. You got the look. That's what the legendary webmaster Prince once said. You got the look. It must have took a whole hour just to make up your face, baby. See, Prince understood. Before the internet was even in our hands, he understood that it takes time to make your website look good for the search engine bots. And it's an ongoing process. Now, the second big tip, and it's actually a mashup of two tips. Stop focusing on long-tail keyword phrases and stop focusing on ranking for specific keyword phrases. See, again, it sounds like a contradiction, but what was good 5 to 10 years ago is not necessarily good anymore. Some things are, but these are not two of them. While we're on the subject of the past, I'll tease next week's podcast where we will talk about how your website is not Ron Popeil's Showtime Rotisserie. You can't set it and forget it. And don't even get me started on the slap chop. But I don't think that was Ron Popeil anyway. What may have worked as a focus a few years ago is not as important as it used to be. Yes, you must have the keywords you want to rank for on specific pages on your website. But no, that should not be your primary focus. You may want to rank for specific keywords or keyword phrases, but that doesn't mean putting those words on a given page a dozen times. The search engines are looking for augmenting keywords like what I mentioned earlier. Those words show the depth and gravity of your content. And for crying out loud, please stop focusing on long-tail keyword phrases. I can't emphasize this enough. Long-tail keyword focus is detrimental to your ranking efforts for two main reasons. One, emphasis on these long-tail phrases usually makes your content hard to read as far as making sense. It becomes quickly evident to your readers that your focus is on keywords and not on actually helping them with good information. See, not only the search engines are getting wise to this, but your visitors are getting wise to this as well. Now, number two, the longer the keyword phrase, the more likely it is that there will be typos when people are doing searches, which renders those phrases virtually useless. I've said it before on previous podcasts. I'll say it again. We have a lot of bad spellers out there, and they are looking for your product or service too. You can't control how good of a speller someone is, but you can control making your content more search friendly by focusing on the reader and helping them. None of this is as cut and dried as it was a few years back. None of it. Keywords definitely matter, but you have to look at the big picture and realize that these words in and of themselves are no longer the be-all, end-all like they once were. And one more thing you want to stop. If you haven't removed Flash from your website, please do. You should have done this a couple of years ago, to be frank. Google doesn't like Flash, and it can hurt your site speed and performance. I don't want to be calling you Webmaster Flash because you took a furious dive in your rankings. Yeah, I went there. Now, when we come back, we're going to wax positive with the on-site search factors that you want to be focused on.
Chicks dig dudes with algorithmic integrity, and dudes dig chicks with social semantics, if you get my drift. Can you feel the cyber love? We'll be right back after these messages.
Sometimes cheap is good, but isn't your website too important to trust to some cheap web host? Like a really great cup of fresh coffee, sometimes it's worth paying a few cents more. If you're tired of downtime and slow performance, it's time for a better web host. Fresh Roasted Hosting's accelerated web hosting means your pages load faster and can handle more traffic, while their virtual and dedicated servers mean you've got room to grow. Best of all, every hosting service is backed by 24-hour support and a 99.9% uptime SLA. And thanks to their Tier 2 data centers in Texas and Pennsylvania, Fresh Roasted Hosting delivers a full range of hosting solutions. Accelerated web hosting, domain names, private servers, even co-location services, they've got you covered. Your website is too important to trust to some cheap web host. Upgrade to Fresh Roasted Hosting today and use promo code FRESH2014 to save 10% on any new hosting service. Visit FreshRoastedHosting.com today. Terms and conditions apply. See FreshRoastedHosting.com for complete details.
If you have a question you want answered on a future podcast, visit MindDnD.com/podcast and click on the Podcast Questions Ask Now button. We love your questions. Keep them coming.
And we are back on the Mind Your Business podcast. We've been talking this week about those on-site ranking factors that you want to stop placing all your focus on. What about the factors you do want to be focusing on? I'm going to get right to them here. I've got five good ones for you. Number one, and I'm putting this number one because it's really the foundation for everything else. Invest in strong quality site design and development. You don't have to break the bank to do this if you're a small business, but you don't want to cut corners either. Truth is, Wix and other turnkey platforms that you've seen, you know, on Super Bowl commercials and elsewhere, they have major limits when it comes to actually getting ranking. No matter how good you think your website looks, etc., no one is going to see it if it can't be properly indexed by the search engines. With user experience being such a major focus with Google this year and beyond, you owe it to the future of your business to do it right with your site design. Yes, I know these turnkey platforms that are being foisted upon us sound like a great idea, especially when Jeff Bridges gives his stamp of approval. And I love Jeff Bridges, but he has an advantage when using a platform like he did with Squarespace. I think it's called sleepingwithjeff.com. People already know who he is, and that's a high profile that you are not starting out with. Got to look at it with perspective. It's not going to be as cheap to get a website designed and developed for you, but it's worth the extra expense because it will pay dividends down the line with better online presence, and you will have better control over what you can do with your website. Number two, original images. Use original images as much as possible. Yeah, I know you're not a photographer and necessity may dictate that you need to use some stock photos. However, don't forget that the search engines love crawling your site and finding images that they can't find elsewhere, because those images are attributed to you. If you spend much time on the internet, you've undoubtedly seen those stock photos that seem to pop up everywhere. My favorite one is the one I've seen on all my credit card websites and other credit-oriented sites, with the dark-haired woman with the big smile holding two thumbs up right in your face. Congratulations, we got your money. I don't know who she is, but she must love her some credit. Anyway, take time out to take your own pictures and put them on your site. Besides the search engines liking them, your visitors will like them as well, because it's that extra personal touch that really they're all looking for. Number three, keep your title tags short. Your title tags are still the first indication that the search engine bots have as far as what your site is all about. If you don't know what yours are, just bring up your website in your browser, preferably Google Chrome or Firefox, and hover your cursor over the tab at the top of the page. What then pops up is your page title. Sorry, your business name and slogan just don't cut it. Not for your page title. No one is searching for your slogan, people, especially when they have yet to find you in the first place. Business name is okay, but there must be a few defining keywords there as well. I know I said earlier to stop focusing on keywords, but I also said they're still important. There's just a time and place for them, and this is one of the times and places. Rule of thumb is that your title tags should be no longer than 60 characters. With Google liking shorter title tags, you might even want to reduce that number to 55 or even 50. Number four, make your meta descriptions, more descriptive. Your meta description is what appears in the SERPs underneath the clickable link, which is your title. Are your page meta descriptions truly indicative of what a visitor can find on that page? It's really as simple as that. If your answer is yes, then keywords will naturally appear in that description. Bear in mind that the main keywords that you want to rank for are not going to necessarily be pertinent for every page on your site. A really good way of doing this is to use an excerpt from the actual content on a given page, an excerpt that best represents that page. Hey, if Google doesn't like your description, they're just going to pick the first line or two on the page anyway. And rarely do those first couple of lines truly represent the overall page content. So it's in your best interest to select an excerpt yourself that best represents that page, because that's what's going to show up in the SERPs. And finally, number five, provide original and engaging content that honestly informs with useful information and provides answers to legitimate questions. I'm not going to belabor this point because we've done full podcasts on this topic, but I can't emphasize enough how important it is to put thought, time, and effort into your on-site content and blog posts. This is your opportunity to set yourself apart from your competition by giving your professional take on frequently asked questions, current events that are pertinent to your line of business, and the all-important how-tos. How-tos are great. The more the merrier. Don't be afraid of giving away some information, friends. There really aren't any secrets anymore. People can pretty much find whatever they're looking for, whatever information they're looking for, whatever how-tos they're looking for. They can pretty much find it all online, so they might as well be finding it on your site. So it's you that are top of mind when they need the product or service that you have to offer. Thank you so much for listening to this Mind Your Business podcast presented by Mind Development and Design and our friends at Fresh Roasted Hosting. Thank you, Whiff Roasters in Lititz, Pennsylvania, for the wonderful coffee and chicory. Thank you for listening on iTunes and Stitcher and for the Pinterest interest. We all really hope you found this information helpful and empowering to get more out of your website and your online presence. Send us your questions through Facebook, comment on our podcast page, email us at info@minddnd.com, or just click that Ask a Question button on the right side of our podcast page. It stays crunchy in milk. See you here next week.
From the minds at Mind Development and Design, thank you for joining us today. Until next week, make sure you mind your business.
Doobity-doo-wop-wop, say what, yeah?